Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we get a chance to visit with the goalie of our Atlanta United, Brad Guzan. He's big. He's bald.
He's a wall. Sorry.
Brad, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's happening? I'm good. How are you guys?
Man, we're hanging in there.
I know you've been busy, man. International break, and you got to get back in net for the U.S. men's national team taking on Peru, a Peru squad, which looks a little bit like, style-wise, kind of like what United tries to do. How much fun was that?
No, it was good. It's good. It's always an honor and a privilege to be back with the national team. So that part was really good. And yeah, I mean, we played a good Peru team in terms of them trying to play and pass the ball, similar to, like you said, so much our style. So it was a good night.
And you made a great save, by the way. I saw some of the highlights. I can't lie, Brett. I didn't watch the whole thing. But I saw one of the highlights where you deflected the ball over the crossbar. So you got some work in. But you're rested, right? You're good for this weekend?
For sure. Nothing bigger than this weekend. So we're excited by it, and we're definitely ready.
Brad Guzan joining us here on Dukes and Bell, the goalie for Atlanta United, friend of the show. All right, I got to ask you this, man, because Mike and I, you know, we're not panicking, but we are a little concerned that it may become a story bigger than what we are worried about once we get to the playoffs. And that's all this rumor stuff with Tata. How are you guys handling that, Brad? And you've been around a long time. You're a vet. How do you guys handle this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what happens when you're affiliated with good teams. Regarding, you know, players, regarding coaches, there's always going to be talk about movement, and so it's part of professional sports. You just you put the rumors aside and you get down to business. And you know, we're focused. Like I said, we're focused on this weekend. We've got two huge games. The first one this weekend, make sure we take care of business against Chicago, and then go into Toronto, and then ultimately it's a whole new mini season come the playoffs. So we're ready and we're excited.
You know, one thing we've talked about is, you know, there's so many great guys on this squad, and there's so much depth. I mean, it's great to see Greg Garza back. I mean, he's been around, I presume, but how cool is that if number four can get on the pitch?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're excited for him. It's never easy being injured, and for as long as he's been out, it can definitely be frustrating and feel like you're isolated a little bit. So to have him back with the group's great. He's been working really hard in terms of his rehab and making sure he's fit and ready to go. And so that's a huge bonus for us. And like I said, at this point, with a couple of other injuries, obviously, we all know about, we want to make sure we got as many guys as healthy as possible.
We had a conversation with Carlos Bocanegra on the show the other day, and we asked him about, you know, a possible rematch with the Red Bulls. I don't want to look ahead, but is that personal to you guys, just have an opportunity to get another shot at those guys?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, you know, I saw some of his comments, and we know that we haven't been able to put our best foot forward when it comes to them, and we feel like we've got a lot more in the tank. And so for sure, not overlooking anybody at any stage, and we've got some big games before that. But you would think with the quality they have in their team and the quality we have in our team, that at some point our paths would cross. And if that's the case, then we want to make sure we give them our best, because I don't think we've been able to do that over the last couple games.
It is Brad Guzan with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline goalkeeper for your Atlanta United FC. Man, the crowd's going to be bananas. I know we've asked you a lot and talked about the energy and how you feed off it, especially when, depending on when how the halves start, you got the supporters section behind you. But is that just epic when you look up and see that many folks in the stadium?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Honestly, it's unbelievable. You know, you feel like you're just saying it over and over, but it truly is. It makes for a special game and a special atmosphere, and one that we never take for granted. So with everything as important as this coming game is, to have a sellout in terms of the entire stadium being open and full and rowdy and going crazy, it's going to be a huge part of those 90 minutes against Chicago.
Brad, does it matter that Chicago, you know, when you start talking about teams that have been disqualified from the playoffs, does it matter when you face those teams that they don't have as much pressure and they come in a little loosey-goosey?
No, I mean, it can always be tricky, right? You want to make sure you get off to a good start. You know, at this point, they're not really playing for a whole lot. And so they – they could be a bit more carefree and not have the pressure of having to get a result or having a performance. So when you go into these games, like I said, they could be tricky and you want to get off to a fast start and scoring the first goal ultimately it makes things a little bit easier for sure.
Brad Guzan is with us, guys. He's always really cool with his time as he's getting ready for Chicago, as Carl just said, here on Dukes and Bell. How about the state of the MLS, man? Because you played over in the English Premier League, you know, and it was almost like, well, this it's a step down. And now you got Miami coming online and Vegas and all these other new teams. And now there's talk of, like, getting guys, not just, like, at the end of their careers, but in their prime, wanting to come to the States. Is MLS stronger than ever?
I think so. I think it really is. And I think it's not only just growing in terms of here in the United States. I think the perception around the world, it's growing and people are really looking at it as a league where you can go in your prime and really be productive and be competitive and have the quality. And I think that's a huge testament to not only the players and you know, people that have contributed to the league's growth in years previous, but ultimately what the product is now. And it's, like I said, it's growing year after year, which is fantastic for all of us.
All right, I always ask you this because I don't know. Do you do yoga? I mean, how are you keeping yourself stretched and limbered and ready for the playoffs, bro?
Listen, I try everything at this point, you know. I'm a young 34, so you got to do all the little tricks of the trade and make sure you're ready to go. But ultimately, the adrenaline gets pumping, and nothing can compare to the playoffs. I mean, once that whistle blows, you're ready to go, regardless of any bumps or bruises you may have. You're not thinking about any of that stuff. You're just ready to get on with it, and like I said, perform.
Well, if you don't know, man, Carl and I got season tickets for the Falcons and United, and here's the deal. We're all part of the Arthur Blank umbrella of teams. You know, we got a guy we've signed to take over from Matt Bryant. Have you ever thought about doing the Tony Meola thing? Because, look, if you can find a player 40 yards down the field and get it to his noggin, couldn't you split the uprights?
I mean, you would think, right? I've dabbled in some field goal kicking before, so I mean, pass my number along and we'll get it sorted.
He's like, cut the check.
You don't have to tackle anybody, Brad. You just got to make the basic kicks, man. 40 yards and in.
Exactly.
That's all we're looking.
It's easy, right? It's easy.
Brad Guzan joining us, guys, here on the program. Our Atlanta United back at it this weekend is a big match, as Brad said. These last two, they do matter when you talk about, you know, getting to your goals. I want to ask you about what your thought is on the development of Barco coming into the season, the hype surrounding him and where he is, and then obviously, you know, not getting as much playing time, and now it seems like he's going to get some more playing time.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, right, you never know when guys' names are going to be called, and you always have to be ready. And so for him, it's an opportunity to not only continue his growth individually and ultimately have the platform to show everyone, right, you know, that he can compete at the highest level, especially when games matter. So it's not just for him to step up. It's for all of us as a team to make sure when we cross that white line, we're ready to go as a unit.
All right, bringing it back to Chicago this weekend, obviously you want to go into the playoffs with momentum, right? I mean, that is a thing, right? You mean if you didn't get the supporters' shield, there'd be a bit of a letdown?
Sorry, say that again?
I said, is there a letdown if you don't get the supporters' shield? Because obviously you want to have the momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. That's huge. And we want to make sure that when we finish the season strong, it's been a lot of work that we put in over the last 9-10 months, and you don't want it to go for nothing, right? You want to make sure that you finish it in the right way, and ultimately you get rewarded with that with the supporter shield. And so you want to make sure you cap off the last 9-10 months of hard work with something in a positive way, but also then that puts you in a good position going into the playoffs. So like I said, the two games are huge.
What's Parky going to be for Halloween, man?
I don't know yet. I don't know. My first day back was today, so I'm going to have that conversation. Make sure it's nothing embarrassing.
All right, bro. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you as always. Good luck this weekend. You know we're cheering you guys on.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it as always. Have a good one.
That's our man, Brad Guzan. Great guy, man. As you know, there's so many good people on this team. And, you know, it's fun because we've heard from some of the guys, some of the Spanish players are working on their English. So we do hope at some point, you know, either in the playoffs or certainly next year to talk to Joseph. Because I had a buddy of mine, he and his wife were over in Europe. My buddy Jono, they ran into him in Amsterdam during the international break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, these guys have lives, obviously, when they get a chance to go travel. But I would love to get a chance to talk to some of the other dudes, too. And hopefully, like I said, you lived in Texas. You speak Spanish, right?
Well, here's the deal. A lot of these guys do speak speak English. It's just about being comfortable.
Right.
All right. And they, if you see them out and about and you're going, well, he speaks better English than I thought. They do. But it's about being comfortable with it. With that, guys, a reminder, Atlanta soccer supporters, join Mike Conti and Jason Longshore for stoppage time at Fado. That's Fado. Fado Irish Pub in Buckhead this Tuesday night from 7 till 8 p.m., guys. The Atlanta United radio broadcast team will talk all things Atlanta soccer with special guests. Plus, there'll be cool soccer prizes, giveaways on site. Stoppage time will also be live streamed on 92.9 The Game, the Facebook page.
That's cool, man. Go get some of the black stuff.
I'm sorry?
Guinness.
Oh, yeah, that too.
What do you think I meant?
I had no idea. Hey, coming up, we've got plenty more to get to, including an NFL blitz. What's the latest with the Falcon injury situation? Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.